My goodness me, just look at those buildings. The most beautiful red brick Gothic, you might think, with impressive stepped gables.
Well, the building in the middle has them, yes. But as to the buildings either side, all I'm going to say is towers are plenty.
Yes, you're right. Yet more little towers. But the whole complex looks like a medieval monastery.
It isn't, though. It's only just been built, in 1898, to be precise. A real gem, right here in Lichterfelde. And a charitable one at that.
A charitable gem? How so?
Well, it's a beautiful building that also serves a charitable purpose. It's a home for the unmarried daughters of the high and mighty, by which I mean Prussian civil servants and officers, of course. So for women who are unable to earn their own living once the head of the family has gone to his eternal reward.
Because they hadn't learned a trade or profession.
That's just how it is for women from good families. And they can't become maids either, of course. Someone has to take care of them. In any case, this home was established by a very important man, Christian Rother. Have you ever heard of him?
No, sorry.
Well, Christian Rother was a really wonderful man. I'll tell you all about him as we walk along. To the right, towards Kommandantenstrasse. Now, this chap, Christian Rother, he was from Silesia. His parents were small farmers, but Rother was sharp. He worked and worked and worked and eventually rose to become head of the Prussian Maritime Trading Company, president of the Prussia's central bank, the Königliche Hauptbank, privy minister of state and whatnot.
So Rother was an important bank director?
Yes, exactly. At the Prussian central bank, a real bigwig, one of the nation's most important figures. But that was in Prussia in around 1820 or so. Yet Rother never forgot where he came from. He knew what it felt like to be poor, and he had plenty of ideas about how to fight poverty. Well, not really fight, not like the socialists, with social upheaval or anything like that, but on a small scale.
Oh, okay.
He made sure that people were decently paid and that everyone could live on what they earned, even the little people. And for the women I mentioned, he established the Rother Foundation. Berlin was the first to have one of his homes, and then, long after the empire had been founded, and after the price of land in Berlin had skyrocketed, it was all sold off at a huge profit, and then they built a new home here, in beautiful, tranquil Lichterfelde.
In the historicist red brick Gothic style.
Except Christian Rother himself didn't live to see it. By then he was long dead. But the home still bears his name, Rotherstift, Rother Foundation.